You may have heard about this disease in the news, but you may not know the impact it's having in one particular nation and how that devastation is affecting the agricultural economies of nations around the globe. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Perhaps you've heard of it, but you didn't realize the effect it's had in China. It's called Asian swine fever, and it has had a devastating effect on the hog herd there.
China has lost 55% of their sow inventory to date. Our expectations for 2020 are that we could see an additional 10 to 15% decline before that loss starts to level out.
And as Don Close, an animal protein analyst for Rabo AgriFinance, explains, that leaves a major shortfall for the protein needs of those living in China.
If you take all of the global exports of animal protein from all countries, there's not enough trade volume to fill the void of the gap in production in China.
With the drastic reduction in domestic pork production, prices at the store for Chinese consumers is beginning to put the meat out of reach for some.
Instances where prices have risen as much as 70% over their base price levels.
And that means Chinese citizens may be looking for alternatives to pork in their diet.
It is certainly creating incredible opportunities for alternative protein. We're seeing more broilers and the current negotiations on reopening to broiler trade.
Not only is China importing more poultry, other meat trade is expanding.
China's imports of beef were already starting to increase as more and more Chinese consumers get into that middle-class income.
And with Asian swine fever hitting the hog herd, beef imports are up too. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.